White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. July 27, 1908. Elder J.E. White, 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma, while the rest of my family are sleeping, I am astir. I could not sleep this morning after 2 o'clock. I have been pleading earnestly with God for physical health, for strength of eyesight, and clearness of perception. We all need to watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation. Let us encourage in ourselves and in others a pure, strong, holy trust in the word of the Lord. Satan is playing the game of life for every soul. Let us keep the heart with all diligence, guarding every point of attack, lest we be taken unawares. Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews 3, verse 5 to 19. I am charged to present these scriptures to our people at this time. Shall we not take the warning to ourselves, repeating it over and over again? Strange things will be brought in among us who have had the light, but who have not walked in the light. Satan will work in every possible way with his deceptive wiles to undermine the faith of our people. But, my children, watch unto prayer. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Let not your faith waver. If ever there were a time when there was need of daily consecration to God, it is now. Our faith must center in him who is the gift of God to our world. Ye are bought with a price, the apostle says. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. And what a price! The life of the only begotten Son of God, he who was without sin and in whose mouth was found no guile. My children, there are stormy times before us, when many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. I urge you to make the Lord your arm of strength. Stand faithful and true as loyal soldiers of Christ Jesus. There is a heaven to win and a hell to shun. We must not be half-hearted now. We have a straightforward message to bear at this time, when Satan will, if possible, deceive the very elect. Let us pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit's guidance. The Lord has a work for women as well as for men to do in becoming thoroughly acquainted with the teachings of Scripture. We are instructed to eat the Word, that is, to apply it to our individual lives and to make it a part of ourselves. We cannot, at this time, afford to place ourselves in the way of temptation. If compelled to be placed in hard and trying circumstances, the Lord will keep us and will be our shield. But when we place ourselves in peril, we give Satan the right of way. Cultivate the heart's affections. Watch and pray, and let the voice of thanksgiving and praise he heard in an acknowledgement of the grace of Christ vouchsafed to you. Render to the Lord the fruit of the lips. Let no idle words be spoken, but praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth God. See Psalm 50, verse 23. We are not as faithful as we should be in acknowledging the goodness and blessings of God. There are many souls whom we might help if we would educate our tongues to speak a word in season. Every individual believer is under obligation to give to others the truth he possesses. Nothing should be allowed to keep the servant of Christ from letting his light shine forth to his fellow men. We are ever to be learners, ever to be increasing in a knowledge of how to lead others to the light of truth. There are sinners all around us to be labored for. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. If we will arouse ourselves to cooperate with the divine worker, we shall see a great work accomplished. And we ourselves will grow in grace as we seek to communicate the will of God to others. Let self be hid with Christ in God. I am instructed to urge the necessity of personal consecration and sanctification of the whole heart to God. Let each soul inquire, Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do, that the vigilance of Christ may be seen in my life, that his example may be copied by me, and that I may speak sincere words that will help souls who are in the darkness of sin. If we would keep our light burning, we must be constantly receiving a supply of the heavenly oil, the grace of the Spirit of God. And as we seek to shed light upon the pathway of souls in darkness and sin, a new light will be imparted to us. Each consecrated vessel will be filled with the oil of grace, that it may be emptied into other vessels. As professing Christians, our lives must be Christ-like, and this can only be when we receive to impart. I am instructed to say to our church members that we are far from meeting our responsibilities. Many among us who profess to believe are daily losing opportunities of receiving the grace of Christ and of imparting this grace to others. We should daily be increasing in ability to do the precious work of winning souls to Christ. This is such a precious work, such a satisfying work. All heaven is waiting for channels through whom can be poured the heavenly oil to refresh and strengthen needy souls. The Lord will protect and guide those who let this divine fullness flow from their lips in grateful praise and who labor through deeds of charity and love to bless mankind. Such workers will become consecrated agents for God. I have been writing for several hours by lamplight. I will commit this to you, that you may communicate it to others. May the Lord abundantly bless you and make you channels of light and blessing, is my prayer. I will be pleased to hear from you.